Chapter 4. How the gold has become dim. How the most pure gold has changed. The stones of the sanctuary are poured out at the head of every street. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how they are regarded as clay jars, the work of the hands of the potter. Even the jackals offer the breast, they nurse their young ones, but the daughter of my people has become cruel, like the ostriches in the wilderness. The nursing infant's tongue sticks to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children ask for bread, but no one gives to them. Those who ate delicacies are destitute in the streets. Those who were brought up in purple embrace ash heaps. For the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the sin of Sodom, which was overthrown in an instant, and no hands were laid on her. Her consecrated ones were purer than snow, whiter than milk, their bodies more ruddy than rubies, their appearance was like lapis lazuli. They appear darker than soot, they are not known in the streets. Their skin cleaves to their bones, it is withered and has become as dry as a stick. Those who are killed with the sword are better than those who are killed with hunger, those who waste away, pierced through, for lack of the fruits of the field. The hands of the compassionate women have cooked their own children. They were their food in the destruction of the daughter of my people. The Lord has accomplished his wrath, he has poured out his fierce anger, he has kindled a fire in Zion, which has devoured its foundations. The kings of the earth did not believe, neither all the inhabitants of the world, that the adversary or the enemy would enter into the gates of Jerusalem. It is because of the sins of her prophets, and the iniquities of her priests, that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her. They wander as blind men in the streets, they are polluted with blood, so that men can't touch their garments. Turn away. They cried to them, unclean. Depart, depart, do not touch. When they fled away and wandered, men said among the nations, they shall not live here any more. The Lord himself has scattered them, he will no more regard them. They did not respect the priests, they did not favor the elders. Our eyes still fail, looking in vain for our help. In our watching we have watched for a nation that could not save. They hunt our steps, so that we can't go in our streets. Our end is near, our days are fulfilled, for our end has come. Our pursuers were swifter than the eagles of the sky. They chased us on the mountains, they lay in wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord, was taken in their pits, of whom we said, under his shadow we can live among the nations. Rejoice and be glad, daughter of Edom, that dwell in the land of Uz. The cup shall pass through to you also, you will get drunk, and shall make yourself naked. The punishment of your iniquity is accomplished, daughter of Zion, he will no more carry you away into captivity. He will visit your iniquity, daughter of Edom, he will uncover your sins.